very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Good morning to all of you. First to Gary Douglas, thank you very much for that kind introduction. But to Gary and to Tony Collins, we owe them a tremendous debt of gratitude. You know, a lot of this is about energy and about leadership, and Gary and Tony have provided energy and leadership by the bushel full. And the success is that you've had thus far is goes to all the people in the North Country, but it would not have happened if you didn't have the great leadership of Tony Collins and Gary Douglas. Let's give them a round of applause. It's always my pleasure to come to the North Country. It's a pleasure to be back. We brought a lot of friends with us this time, but first let me acknowledge Congressman Owens. Thank you so much for your help and your leadership. It is working for the North Country, and we're pleased to be with him, Congressman Owens. My friends and colleagues from Albany, Betty Little and Janet Dupree, pleasure to be with both of you. Thank you very much for being with us, and thank you for what you do, both of you. Thank you very much. To Jim Langley, to Mayor Kasparik, to Supervisor Bassett, thank you very much for the hospitality. Thank you for being here. To the greatest lieutenant governor who has ever been lieutenant governor, and my father was lieutenant governor. And Bob Duffy is a better lieutenant governor than my father was lieutenant governor. And I'll say that. And Bob heads up all of the regional economic development councils all across the state. And he has been everywhere. And he has been, talk about firecrackers, spark plugs, you pick it. He has made the entire program work. And let's give him another round of applause, Lieutenant Governor Bob Duffy. And we have the strategic assessment team here today. So the strategic assessment team is going to hear the presentation of the application for the current competition. And they're going to make the recommendation on what regions will win. So in many ways, they're more important than Bob and I are today because they're actually going to decide. So be nice to them. I was surprised, though, Gary, that you said that Roanne Destito, Commissioner Destito, was your hiking partner in the Adirondacks. I wonder if she has to recuse herself now from the vote because you shared that special time together. But let's give them another round of applause. They're my cabinet. They are a great group. And let me say this about the regional councils. The concept I felt confident in. Tony was talking about it, and Gary was talking about what the regional councils have done here in the North Country. I had been HUD secretary for 8 years under the Clinton administration. And I learned a lot in that position. HUD, Department of Housing and Urban Development, was primarily an economic development agency. It was the largest economic development agency for the federal government. So we spent 8 years doing economic development. And I spent 8 years doing economic development all across the country. I sat through every economic development conference there was with every economic development expert. And these regional economic development councils took all those concepts and distilled them into one program and brought them forth. And there was not a lot of profound wisdom or novel concepts in there. The concept of regionalism. That there is no one state economy. You want to help the New York state economy from Albany as a governor, as a legislator, as the lieutenant governor. There is no New York state economy. There isn't. It doesn't exist. There are regional economies, which in the aggregate winds up as a collective being the New York state economy, but you can't help the state economy. You would have to develop and nurture 10 individual regional economies to actually make the collective work. But you have to realize then if that's what you're trying to do, you can't do it from Albany. You have to understand and appreciate and recognize the distinct identity of those regional economies. That's step one. Step two, a region is a region. The North Country is a region. Well, I'm not. I don't associate with the North Country. Well, you are, even if you don't want to acknowledge it, part of the North Country region. You are the Long Island region. You are the Western New York region. And you are going to rise or you are going to fall together. Because forget the boundary lines that we've drawn over the years. County government, city government, town government. The lines don't mean anything. Because the economies function in a region. And that region either works economically or it doesn't work economically. But the city line is not going to work and the county line is not going to work unless that region is really working. And unless the North Country comes together and solidifies and thinks as one and acts as one, it's not going to reach its greatest day. Bottom up, what? That the local community has to design the plan because it has to work for that community. Because there are needs that that community has that nobody could forecast from Albany. Gary's exactly right with the example of broadband. Broadband is an economic development program, wouldn't qualify. How many jobs did you create with broadband? None. The 7 service jobs of the people who put the broadband up for the time being. But it wouldn't qualify as an economic development program, when in truth, it is essential. Broadband today is the road system of the 50s, right? If you didn't have a road, you didn't have a conduit to get to a town or a village, you couldn't start to do business. Without broadband, you can't start to do business. But bottom up, it has to come from that region forward. So all the concepts were right. We then made it a competition. Why didn't we just say to the regions, here's the money? Why don't we just divide it up 10 ways? We wanted the competition. Why? Because people like to win. And because people don't like to lose. The competition in and of itself worked. And because it was hard to get a region to do these things. They were right. They were smart. Sort of like eat less and exercise. You know, yes, I get the theory. It's just hard to do every day. Well, region collaboration, all the counties come together, all the politicians come together and talk and cooperate. What a nice concept. The mayor and the county executive hug each other and say, we are one. You know, nice. I understand the concept. Very hard to do in reality, politics, etc. Well, you don't have to do it, but if you don't do it, you don't win. That's the competition. Well, we want to win. Well, then you're going to do it. And so the competition, even in and of itself, worked. Suffice it to say, in the second year, it's working. It is working. It is happening. There is an energy in the North Country that is new, that is different, that is growing, that is developing a momentum. People believe. You can feel it. And that energy in and of itself becomes synergistic. And that energy becomes an asset. When a community comes together and they believe they're going to accomplish something, they're going to accomplish it. There's just a force, a dynamic of people coming together and people believing and people hoping and people working together to make something happen that makes it happen. The inverse is also true. And it has been true in the state of New York for a lot of years. In many ways, we were our own worst enemy. But it's working. It's working here on the North Country. It's also working on the state level. The state did what the state had to do. We got taxes under control. We're turning around that reputation as the tax capital of the nation. Middle class tax rate in this state now is the lowest level in 58 years. 58 years. Think about it. From 30,000 to 300,000, the lowest tax rate in 58 years. 2 balanced budgets. I'm surprised that Albany balanced 2 budgets. I'll tell you the truth. Sometimes I have to pinch myself. So the state's doing what the state has to do. The North Country is come together in a way it's never come together before. And I believe we are just getting started. I really do. I talked about my experience in Washington. One of the upsides was I worked in every state in the nation. And I've seen every state in the nation. And no one has anything that we don't have here in the state of New York. And in the North Country, you have every asset that man or God could give you. You have the academic institutions. You have the workforce. You have the training. You have manufacturing. You have everything you could have, you could need. And God smiled on you in a very special way and gave you a place that very few places on the planet can match. You put all that together. It is an unbeatable formula. You just have to make it happen. And you are. And it's a pleasure to be part of it. Thank you and God bless you.